You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, let's work. Here we go.
Competition is high every single day.
Let's go!
You gotta stay focused on how do you improve.
And then you put it all together on a game day, and it's me versus you, and we'll see who worked harder.
DeAndre Hopkins caught it! I can't believe it! Aaron Donald rips it to the turn! Come on! The chase is on!
DK Metcalf catches it!
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get the people what they want.
Team USA loses their first game in the Olympics. We will get to that, but we start with this. I have some good news and some bad news for Packers fans. The good news is Aaron Rodgers posted on Instagram an indication that he's going to be back this year with the Packers. The bad news is it's from The Last Dance. Meaning the last time the Bulls were together, and Davante Adams also posted it as well. Jalen, what does this tell you about the future of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
This is a classic example of right track and wrong train. Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP, future Hall of Famer, Davante Adams, a legit wide receiver number one. But y'all not Mike and Scotty, dog. I hate to be the guy to say that out loud. They're not Mike and Scotty. And by the way, if you've seen The Last Dance, take it from somebody that was actually in The Last Dance. Unfortunately, I lost to the Bulls. Scottie Pippen was unhappy. Have y'all paid attention to that dynamic? Scottie Pippen was not happy, Devontae. And so what this sounds like to me is they're both really acknowledging the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to play. David Jacoby told me that he felt, regardless of everything that went on during this offseason, that I can rely on Aaron Rodgers to be available when my Detroit Lions play against the Packers. It seems, sir, that you're going to be correct.
It certainly does. Now, Jalen, a couple things. Number one, I spent so much time trying to decipher what this meant for Rodgers and the Packers. I love that you start with, you know what, y'all not Mike and Scotty. That is a good point. They are not Mike and Scotty of football. However, this tells me Adams is at the end of his contract. He tried to get an extension this offseason and it did not work out with the Packers. He's upset with the franchise. Aaron Rodgers, obviously upset with the franchise. He's been talking about that all summer, that these two came together and said, let's post this. Let's send a message to the Packers and the Packers fans that, yeah, we're coming back. You're going to see us on the football field, but this will be the last time you see us on the football field for the Packers. Do you think this is Aaron Rodgers' last year under center, if in fact he does report?
Yes, yes, yes. But here's the deal, Jacoby. He doesn't necessarily control his future because he has a couple of years left on his contract. Davante Adams is the one in the final year of his contract. So in theory, they can play hardball with Aaron Rodgers. And so also, here's the other thing. Is the next team going to acquire Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams?
Ooh.
Just think about that now. This is not just, you know, the potential to get Aaron Rodgers. This is also the potential to get both of those guys at the next location. So if I'm a team, you know what I'm doing? I'm planning. I'm planning right now. I'm clearing salary cap. I'm getting draft capital. I'm doing whatever I can do. Because if both of those guys become available, that's going to be amazing if a team is able to scoop up both of them.
Well, I do predict Aaron Rodgers does play for the Packers this season. I also predict this. He's going to be late for camp. He's going to eat some of those fines. He's going to show up late for camp. He's going to show up as late as he can for camp. We'll turn our attention to an AFC team that is also in the hunt but hasn't been in the Super Bowl of late. The Cleveland Browns. Here's what their returning star wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr., had to say about the expectations in Cleveland.
It's just something that feels special about this team, something that feels special with this city. Especially watching the Bucks win a championship, you know, inspires you even more. It's like Cleveland needs a championship, and I think that's the goal, that's the mentality in that building, and that's, you know, what I want to be a part of.
The Browns had a nice season last year. They were one of the best teams in the AFC. They're returning a star wide receiver, Jalen. Should we be talking about Super Bowl in Cleveland?
I say yes, Jacoby. And I know that's going to surprise a lot of people. And I get it. You know how much I love Lamar Jackson. Everybody loves Patrick Mahomes. I even see the Titans making big moves in the AFC. I get it. But I'm telling you, the Cleveland Browns, what they've done the last couple of seasons to amass the talent that they have on both sides of the football, they played really well last year. They got a terrific run game. And you get Odell Beckham Jr. back? Here's the key and here's the question mark to why people are not so sure. The quarterback spot. Baker Mayfield. And I'm here to get on wax, Jacoby, and tell you this. Don't worry about Baker. I actually seen maturity, poise, and strides made by that guy throwing from the pocket, in particular without Odell Beckham Jr. Now you add him back to the mix, I do believe the expectations should be extremely high for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick them as a Super Bowl favorite, but they're certainly one of those five teams you mentioned in the AFC that are contenders, with the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Titans, and the Browns. Those, to me, are the five teams that can make it to the Super Bowl from the AFC. And you mentioned something that's really important for Baker's success, that ground game. Without Odell Beckham Jr., they developed one of the best ground games, not just in the conference, but in the entire league. And when you can establish that, then Baker can build on top of that. On top of that, you're not asking Baker Mayfield to be a world beater, and you add Odell Beckham, and a lot can happen for this Browns team. This could be a breakout team. I could see this going in both directions. That's what's so exciting about this part of the year, is everyone's got Super Bowl aspirations until we get to about week
David,
eight.
But who knows, Jacoby,
what's going to happen with these Browns? Talk to me.
I got an important question. Do you think the Cleveland Browns have David Jacoby die easy potential? Is that what I heard?
I'm still part of Bills Mafia. Once you jump into Bills Mafia, it's hard to get out. I'm having to go into witness relocation program if I'm trying to get out of Bills Mafia.
I'm going to have to tell Beanie the Butcher on you, dog.
To one of the most surprising results of the weekend, and that was Team USA in their first game in group play in the Tokyo Olympics. They lose to France. A complete meltdown at the end of the game. I felt like they felt like they had the game won with about 4 minutes left. And then they just stopped scoring, and France did their thing, getting an 83-76 victory. Jalen, are you concerned about Team USA?
Big Daddy Kane once said it, dog. There's no hair on my chest, but I'm one tough cookie. I just figured out something. The solution for Team USA, I might have to go get in shape, dog. I think, as a U.S. citizen, I have to go and contribute to this team. But in all honesty, let me tell you the difference. In international ball, you have to work possessions. See, in the NBA, you notice guys can shoot from the logo, and that's normal. In international ball, that's a bad shot. You see the differences in the game? The three-point line is shorter. And also, you have to, again, exhaust possessions. You got to move the ball. You have to cut. It can't just be one action to get an open shot. And like Dame alluded to, when you go against these international squads, they're representing their home countries, and it means everything to them. You remember we did a topic on this show, and we were like, it meant more to Luka to win with his home country than it would to win a championship in the NBA. That's the effort that they're playing with. That's the camaraderie that the opposition is playing with. And Jada Kiss once said it. Why Team USA keep getting blown out?
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I have absolutely zero concern over this team. Absolutely zero concern. Zero whatsoever. They're going to beat Iran. They're going to beat Czech Republic. They're going to get to the medal rounds. They will not lose another game. They were up. You know you've been part of this team, Mr. Rose. You're up by eight. There's 4 minutes left. You're kind of coasting. all of a sudden you stop really being aggressive on offense. They lost this game. France kind of took this one from them at the very finish of the game. They will not lose another game. They will win the gold medal, and all of this is going to go away. I promise you, they don't lose another game all tournament long. They will not.
But by the way, Evan Fournier was out there balling, though.
Yep.
He get buckets. He get buckets in the league, so I wasn't surprised to see him score. But I am surprised to see Team USA struggle the way they do. And I'm also a little surprised that you just are so confident that they're going to win the gold medal.
So confident they win the gold medal. Absolutely. You're talking about them exhausting possessions. They were just exhausted from the plane ride. That's all that was. They will not lose another game. Big shout to Luka, who did put up 48 points for his home country, Slovenia. Sometimes there's videos that me and Jalen need to break down in detail. It's time for you and I to put our ref uniforms on and go to the table. As the Bucks head to training camp, Tom Brady, who is very active on social media, put up this video of him throwing into the throwing machine and then catching it. Jalen, this is fake. I promise you this is fake. There's a lot of discussion about whether or not this is real. I promise this is not real. He did not do this in real life. What do you think? Real or fake, Tom Brady throwing into the throwing machine?
It's the opposite of Method Man. It is not real, son. It is not real, son. It is not real. It is not real, son. It is not real.
No. No chance. But I do like how on the third throw, they acted like he hit it so hard that it accidentally just tipped backwards and shot up in the air. That was fake. I don't even know if he had a ball in his hand that entire shoot long. But shout out to Tom Brady and his social media staff for always going viral with videos like this. If you threw it in there, it wouldn't just stick for a second. See how it sticks for a second? That would not happen. That's not how physics work. This is a fake video. But shout out to the people on our staff that thought it was real. I'm looking at you, Rob. When we come back, Jalen Anthony Rose. Sounds like there's going to be some superstars on the move this offseason. Is one of them going to be Bradley Beal via trade request? We'll break it all down right after this. You're
getting
watching JJ.
Spicy.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Coming to you live above Pier 17 here in the South Street Seaport Disco Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose. We have some sound from soon to be number one pick in the draft and future Detroit Pistons, Cade Cunningham, about your hometown. Here's
Follow
what Cade
me.
Had to say about the D.
Yeah, I love Detroit. I've already, been listening to Detroit music and things like that way before draft lottery, any of that stuff. So I was already hip to the, culture in Detroit. It's a city that has a lot of things going on, and I feel like, getting a sports team rolling again would be huge for the city.
Jalen, that sounds like sweet music to Motown's ears. What do you think about Cade and the D?
I just like the fact that he started off by saying he's been listening to Detroit music. So we know about the OGs like Eminem and my guy Royce Nickel-9. But that means he listening to 42 Doug and T Grizzly and Sada Baby and Boldy James. That makes me happy. And Dave Loaf and Cash Doll. So that makes me happy. With that being said, Jacoby, he is a game-changing prospect. You know how much I love my hometown team. It's one thing to have the number one pick. It's another thing to have a consensus guy to take. And the beauty about his game is he going to be able to not only score, but he's going to make those around him better. He's an underrated passer, an underrated playmaker. He's shown terrific character. He's going to be a great leader. And by the way, now you got to come to Detroit and go to some games with me, dog.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm sitting right in that lounge that had the Caesars Lounge on the baseline. I'll be right there watching Cade Cunningham and them lose by 10, but show a lot of promise in the process. I like Sadiq Bey, Killian Hayes, Isaiah Stewart. There is a young generation coming into Detroit that will look good around 2024-2025. Moving on, Mr. Rose, to an impact player. Bradley Beal is being reported by Bleacher Report that he knows he has a decision to make before the draft about whether or not he will officially request a trade. Jalen, it would behoove the franchise if he did so before the draft to help them with that day.
Do you think this happens in the next 48 hours?
And shout out to my brother Shears 215. Ain't I Chris today? He even allowed me to borrow his glasses. How about this? So if you're Bradley Beal, when you talk to me about him being moved, you know the first thing I think about? I feel bad for Russ. You know, I feel bad for Russ. His last couple of stops, he got a chance to play with KD, and then he ended up leaving. The team traded hard, and ain't nothing he could do about that. Go to Houston, don't really get a chance to play that long again with Harden. Now you get to Washington. Y'all show some promise late in the season, and Bradley Beal may potentially ask for a trade. But here's what I want to make sure I acknowledge for you, David.
What's up?
This is actually a good thing for Russ, because if Bradley Beal requests a trade, that means they talked about it. And if they talked about it, that means Washington can look up, and once training camp starts, there's a good chance that they have a new roster. Is Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook at this point of their careers the future of the Washington Wizards? I ask you, is that the future? Since it's not, you got to go ahead and start laying them dominoes right now if you're their general manager, Tommy Shepherd, because both of those guys' value is as high as it's going to get. And you got to sell high in this case.
And there's so many duos in the league. And Jalen, what do I always say about duos? You've heard this a million times. I like my duos to be complementary. While Beal and Westbrook are both great contributors, they're not complementary players to each other. Something tells me they will not be a duo on the Wizards moving forward. But who will get moved? We will see. The question now in the air is, will Kawhi Leonard return to the Clippers? Friend of the show, Mark Stein, reported that it's not necessarily a guarantee that he'll be back. And maybe the Heat or the Knicks or some other teams, the Mavs, would show interest. And our guy Woj, your Countdown crew brother, said that he's not sold on that. He sees Kawhi with the Clippers. Nostradamus, where do you see Kawhi next year?
As a member of the Clippers, because these all-time great players, Jacoby, you know what they don't want to do? Be like me and bounce all around the NBA if they don't have to. So Kawhi goes to Toronto after leaving San Antonio and wins the championship. Now he picks his destination. He's at where he's at. He be where he want to be. And you know what you don't want to do this offseason? Be bouncing around taking team meetings on crutches because you just had surgery. You stay with the Clippers. You get as much money as possible. And they already have established a relationship that you're not going to miss, that you're going to miss games due to low management. See, what happens now, you go somewhere else. They're like, well, I guess you could play 75 games. You know, why don't you try it? But in this situation, the Clippers have already basically built the equity with Kawhi Leonard. He's probably going to play 65 games a year. Paul George ascended and his confidence grown after this playoff run. So he's shown that he can hold it down when Kawhi's not going to be there. And this for the Clippers, to me, as they move into a new arena, you want to have Kawhi Leonard in uniform. I believe he'll be there.
I think he'll be there as well. I mean, this isn't the Kawhi Leonard free agents that we saw after his championship finals MVP in Toronto. He was healthy. He was the king of the court. He was at the mountaintop. He just had the finals MVP. After the bubble collapse and after this year, after knowing that he won't even be able to take the floor until probably after the All-Star break, I don't know if that is a player that wants to be in the market or a player that teams are necessarily want to bring into their franchise at the price tag that he's going to demand. Jalen Anthony Rose, you're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this. There are reports about a star player going to the Los Angeles Lakers. I know that's hard for you to wrap your head around, but the latest is that the Spurs free agent DeMar DeRozan would take less money to come to the Lakers. Now, keep in mind, he was making a lot of money, and the Lakers could offer him the $9.5 million. Something tells me when he talks about getting a haircut, he's talking about a sign and trade, not necessarily signing for $9.5 million a year.
You never get what you deserve in business, only what you have the leverage to negotiate. And what this sounds like here is a seasoned veteran player who's a perennial 20-plus point scorer understands if he's going to be on a contender, he's not going to make the kind of bread that he made in San Antonio. In theory, the thing that broke he and Kyle Lowry up from Toronto is they both needed to get their money. And so since he went to San Antonio and got his bread, Kyle Lowry stayed in Toronto and got his bread. Those are going to be two of the 500 players that the national media put on the Lakers this offseason.
We're running out of Photoshop. We have so many players for the Lakers so far. Lowry, DeRozan, Westbrook, Beal,
CP3.
CP3, Dame. We have so many players on the Lakers. They're going to have a 25-man roster and a Buddy $4 million Hill. Cap. $400 million cap. Exactly. Oh, I forgot Buddy Hield. He's also on the Lakers next year. Well, coming up next, Michael Thomas will be on the Saints next year, but will he be playing with the Saints? Decide to have surgery in June. We'll discuss the timing of that surgery, the future of him and the Saints, right after this on Jalen and Jacoby. This Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern on ABC, it is the NBA draft, and that man, Cade Cunningham, likely going first to Jalen's Detroit Pistons. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, Michael Thomas had surgery in June, and he may miss game for the Saints. Do the Saints have a Michael Thomas problem, Mr. Rose?
I don't think they have a Michael Thomas problem. Athletes do what they can to avoid surgery, and I'm pretty sure he felt like his ankle was going to get healthy without it. When he realized that it wasn't, he went ahead and got surgery. It is what it is. But shout out to Cade Cunningham and the Detroit Pistons. Got to get him some Lazarus and got to get him some T-Grizzly.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Mr. Rose, there's a lot we have to discuss. Number one, you have a fresh cut today. I know it's not for Jalen and Jacoby. You never get a fresh cut just for Jalen and Jacoby. You haven't done that for 10 years. Tell the people where they can find you today and tomorrow.
I'm up before the sunrise. First to hit the block. West coasting, LA style. Shout out to my brother, groomer, therapist, who happens to be the A-plus barber in the game, Sean Porter, a.k.a. Shiz215, who got up for me. And by the way, Jacoby, this dude is doing a residency with Usher. Okay? He flew back here just to give me a cut at 6 o'clock this morning. That's love. And he's not feeling his best. And like I told you, dog, that's why you got to be loyal to your barbers, dog. That ain't a money thing. That's a family thing. They're the most important people in your phone. Your barber is the most important person in your phone. Don't ever forget it.
First of all, everyone out here with wives, children, parents. No, okay? Your barber's very important. Not the most important person in your phone. You're a married man, Mr. Rose. You're a married man.
Every time you're doing something special like I am today, and so you ask, why am I in California? More than a jock. More than an analyst. You know what I'm doing, Jacoby? I'm going daytime.
Three-letter network? Daytime?
Yeah.
Daytime, three-letter network?
I'll be on CBS today. I'll be on The Talk today. You know?
Talk.
Yeah. You know, I have to use my inside voice. You know, I have to speak in complete sentences. You know what I mean? I'm ready.
Inside voice.
I got to tie up my shoes. I'm ready.
You're going to wear a tie? You're going to be cool, Jalen. I don't wear a tie.
No tie. It's too hot for that. It's too hot for that. You know, yeah. During the finals, I had somebody come up to me like, oh, man, you're not wearing a tie. I'm like, you do know it's 118 degrees in Phoenix. What do you mean? I'll be up there sweating. But in all honesty, I'm excited to join The Talk today. Shout out to Sheryl Underwood and the crew. It's going to be a great time. CBS, I'll be on Monday. I'll be on Tuesday. And you know, everywhere I go, the goal is to get the people what they want.
Got to get the people what they want. I'll be tuning into The Talk just so I can clown you about it tomorrow. Jalen. So we're all talking about Team USA. I already told you, not worried at all. They're not gonna lose another game. All right. They had to fly.
They're not gonna
lose another game. Like, it's like everyone gets all up in arms.
Reg,
go ahead.
Reg, hit the break. Jacoby, you're a lot more confident than me. So I had Reg hit the brakes this time for you. Please tell the world why a team, and I saw a stat, that Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Dame Dollar all had more fouls than field goals in their loss to France. So you please tell me and the rest of this audience why you're so confident that Team USA, this Team USA, is going to win the gold medal.
Jalen, we have the best basketball players, and we don't have, like, just athletes. Like, these are professionals that have been in the league for 10-plus years that live, eat, sleep, and breathe basketball. And some tells me they're going to figure out a way to get wins against a Spain team that features Ricky Rubio and Pau Gasol, an Argentina team that features Luis Scola. You know what I mean? The France team. Like, you know why Durant had fouls? Because he had fouls on Gobert. All right? It's just like weird switches. They just need to put JaVale McGee out there to eat up the fouls on Gobert. Like, I'm just not concerned whatsoever. They will not lose another game. I feel like they just got out to Tokyo. They had to do the opening ceremonies. They just added three players. You know, they've got LaVine coming out of COVID protocol, joining them late. Like, they're just kind of getting together. I have no concerns over this whatsoever. They're coming home with a gold medal. And this gives us a lot to talk about. These early losses, they give us a lot to talk about, a lot to get excited about. What's wrong with Team USA? Who do they need Trae Young? And what should they do? This, and that. You're trying to tell me that Lillard, Durant, Draymond, they're going to lose a game to Iran or Czech? And then they're going to lose a game in a winner-go-home round? They're not. They're going to win. They're going to win the gold medal. You know.
All right. How about this? I'm about to get you right now. I got you right now.
No, you're not.
There's different style of hoop when you're in the gym versus outdoors, right? Ain't that a different game? Mm-hmm. Ain't your game different indoors versus outdoors? Ain't your game different?
Yes.
Right? That's the same thing with international play versus the NBA. When you were watching the game, did you see Dame Dollar come across half court and pull up?
No.
You know why he didn't? In international play, that's a bad shot. It's almost like playing outside. Certain things you would do indoors, you don't do outdoors. It's a different run, Jacoby. And the reason why I'm more worried than you are is chemistry. You have to move the ball. You have to cut. You have to do multiple actions to get a shot in international play. In the NBA, that's like the most organized professional rec run of all time into the last 2 minutes of every quarter. It's just like a gentleman's run for the first 10 minutes of every quarter. And then the last 2 minutes of the quarter, the coaches and the players are like, all right, we're going to run some possessions. We're going to run some plays. We're going to run some actions to get some shots. You know this.
I know.
The last 2 minutes of an NBA game is like 30% of how long the game take. Just think of that for a second. The last 2 minutes of an NBA game is like 30 minutes. An entire NBA game is like 2 minutes and 15 seconds. It's a total different game.
Jaylen,
and I'm not Jaylen. As confident as you, dog.
Lillard, Booker, Tatum, Dame, Durant, Bam, Keldon Johnson, JaVale McGee, Jeremy
David,
Grant,
Dolly, Jacoby,
Levine, Middleton. They're not losing.
They're not losing. Put some respect on Chris Middleton. You know how much Chris Middleton scored in the previous game?
I didn't mention Holiday.
Holiday had, I think, 17 to 18.
Holiday played well.
Chris Middleton, 0 points.
Yeah, he took the day off. He took the day off. He's still hungover. He's still hungover.
You know? Correct. That's my point, exactly.
They used to drink it for 3 days in a row like me and you. You know? They're athletes. I'm not concerned. My level of concern is at zero. It's at zero. Man. It's literally at zero. They're not going to lose.
All right.
And they won that France game. I know that win. They just felt like they were cruising. They didn't have to worry about it. All good win, guys. They pat each other on the back with 5 minutes left, and all of a sudden it started to turn, and they couldn't turn it back on.
This Olympic update is brought to you by CarMax. If it's time to sell your car, go for sold. With an instant offer from CarMax, find out what your car's worth with an instant offer from CarMax.com. CarMax, the way it should be.
But can I give you a media and a fan storyline that continues to fester? The ring chasing. And when they lose, Kevin Durant becomes the face of adversity as the best player on this team, right?
Yep.
And as Giannis now gets a chance to go to Chick-fil-A and order 50 pieces every day with his championship trophy and his finals MVP in the background, it brings up the conversation that players can control the narrative on social media and players can control the narrative of when they're talking to the media. But you know what they can't control? How we feel about it. And you can say whatever you want to say. You can't tell Giannis he don't have more rings than KD. You can't tell him that.
You love saying this.
Because it's true. It's true.
I understand.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
I understand.
It's called chasing because you didn't have it before you went to Miami or Golden State. Then you got it, and then you immediately left. That's the definition of chasing.
And no, not the definition of chasing. It's your definition of chasing.
That's the definition of ring chasing, sir. When you don't have it, you go to the location to get it, and then you leave the location immediately after you achieve it. That's chasing. That's the pure definition. And just so you know, the ring that Dirk won with the Mavs, the ring that Giannis won with the Bucks, that's eternal. That's eternal, fam. And I'm glad that he did it. And I'm glad he listened to people like me who encouraged him to stay in Milwaukee. Because I walked past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and a big O at a game. And you know what happened when I saw them? I said, they ain't losing. They ain't losing. How you gonna lose with the big O sitting there, dog? You can't lose. Big O looking at you like you crazy. Can't lose. So again,
Luka put up 48 for Slovenia. Ooh. 48.
So Jacoby, I normally don't do this, but I'll do this for you. I actually just talked to Luka's coach the day before yesterday. Jason Kidd.
Which one? Okay.
I actually had a conversation with him about this year's Dallas Mavs. And the one thing that he mentioned to me, and I agreed with, Porzingis is going to be a different player this year.
I like to hear this.
I know you do. That's why I couldn't wait to tell you.
No, I've seen, you know, I'm a Die Easy Knicks fan. I've seen the Porzingis and the potential. Like, I've seen it, like, yo, this dude's going to be MVP one day. And next thing you know, he's like a role player.
You know the funny thing about having these conversations? Sometimes I forget that I'm actually talking to his head coach. And I'm like, hey, dog. I'm like, dog, you know in the bubble he averaged 30. And you know that he used to get 20 and 2 blocks. You know he can make you like. And he like, hey, dog.
Yes, I do know that. Yes, I am familior with the work that Kristaps Porzingis is my second best player.
Hey, that's the reason why I'm uprooting my family, Jalen, from Los Angeles.
It's like, oh, you watch League Pass? Cool. I've put my entire career, put my entire life on this man. But I'm glad you watched my League Pass 3 times this year.
It was so funny. He was like, I could tell. You know how you talking to somebody and then you could tell they're thinking while you talking?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, I guess you do know that. But here's the other thing though that he told me that was a revelation. Getting Luka in more situations where somebody can make a play for him.
Yeah. I mean, when you say more, I don't think it happened once.
Like, I'd love to look up the numbers. I'd love to look up the numbers and be like, how many like catch and shoot threes did Luka Doncic have last year? Straight up. Let's have research look into that. How many catch and shoot threes did Luka have last year? I'm not saying like the number zero. Like they were all from inbounds plays. They were all from inbound plays. Like, not one came in like the action. They were all inbound plays, every single one of them.
He like, yo, I got to take some of the pressure off of homie. He can't be out here creating every shot for himself, creating every shot for everybody on the team. It just becomes overwhelming. But that's the perfect guy to coach him, dog, because Jay Kidd, for you youngsters that didn't get a chance to see him play, that dude was a triple-double threat. And Luka's triple-doubles are on steroids compared to his. And that's staying a lot coming from me, yeah, for sure.
Well, that's exciting. Well, tell Mr. Kidd that anytime he wants to come on Jalen Jacoby at 2 p.m. on ESPN, that he's welcome. But Luka was, he had 31 points at the half yesterday. 31 at the half. Ooh. He's just that kind of player that just feels like no matter who, if you put four capable basketball players around him, he's going to make something happen. He's going to make something happen. He's not, you know, I mean, we saw some streaky shooters in the finals or some players that have 40 and then not show up and this and that. But like, Luka is always, even in a bad game, he ends up at 27, 14, 12. Jalen, we also are hearing that the Jazz are open to trading Ingles or Bogdanovic. They've had pretty much the same core for a couple years and pretty much the same playoff results for a couple years.
Both of those are good players. At their next destination, they won't be required to be the best or the second best player on the team. But both of those guys inspire winning. I would take both of those guys on my squad for sure. Bogdanovic is a knockdown shooter, capable of getting his own shot off the dribble, also shown to be clutch. Joe Ingles, great playmaker, dog. Can be a guy that's almost playing the role of a backup point guard in a lot of instances. The way he's able to initiate offense, but also still make his knockdown, catch and shoot shots. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But let me tell you why that they're actually considering this more than anything. They got to get faster and more athletic. That's really what it is.
Oh, so you got to trade the white guys. You're going to get faster and more athletic. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter what color Joe Ingles is, dog. He's just not considered a fast basketball player. You know, it has nothing. I hate to tell you, just, you know, he's just not fast. You know, well, when the last time you see Joe Ingles catch a lob?
I feel like I've seen it. Warm-ups.
I like both of those guys. You know what? Here's what they can do. You know what? I got them. They can trade both of them to the Pistons for future consideration.
For future consideration.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Because I love both of those guys. You know how much? By the way, I love this Bogdanovic. You love the other Bogdanovic in Atlanta more.
This Bogdanovic cannot hold a candle to Bogey Bogdanovic.
See, I disagree.
Just imagine if Bogdanovic was on the Bucks instead of like DiVincenzo and I forget who else was a pick. Like, if that Bogdanovic was on the Bucks, they would have no trouble against the Nets, no trouble against the Suns. That was supposed to happen. I felt like Giannis was like, yo, y'all told me he was going to be here. Giannis has no regrets right now. Now, one thing I want to make sure that is made clear is that our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Greatness starts with a G. All of our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. I love Gatorade. I'm a big Gatorade Zero guy, personally. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. All of our voicemails are great. Let's listen to one of them right now. 985-80-JALEN. 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail and put it on the show just like this.
Yo, what's up, Bridge the Ledge? Shout out Jalen and Jacoby. We're doing it in reverse. This is Dan out in Maryland, and I stopped the episode to call in, the weekend episode to call in. Jacoby, what the heck is a michelada? I've had trash cans, I've had snake bites, I've had cement mixers. I've had three Weissmen. Even a Jersey Turnpike once on accident. What the heck is a Michelada?
First of all, Danny Maryland,
get
listen.
Him. Get
I understand.
Him. He can Jacoby can say anything to me because he know I don't know no better. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Thank you for acknowledging to me that sometimes Jacoby just tell me anything that's not a cultural relevancy to me and it'll go over my head.
Michelada, right, is the perfect hangover drink. Everybody says Bloody Mary. What's a Bloody Mary? Tabasco sauce, tomato juice, a little lime. Vodka, maybe like a olive or a celery or something. Just it, you know, the celery pokes you in the eye when you're trying to drink it. It's too spicy. It doesn't go down easy. You're just trying to get a little hair of the dog. You're hungover. You just want to start your day right. Well, guess what? Michelada is what gets it done. Here's what a michelada is. Dan from Maryland. Get yourself to Los Angeles. Go to a Mexican place. Ask for a michelada. They're gonna pour you like a Modelo, like probably about 2/3 of the way. In that michelada, throw in some tomato juice, a little lime juice, a little Tabasco sauce, a little Cholula over Tabasco if you're doing a michelada, and then maybe some ice if you're into it. So it's basically a Bloody Mary beer. It is absolutely fantastic.
You got to put some more icing on my cake.
Get some on that. Make sure you tune into Jalen on the talk today on the Three Letter Network, CBS, Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony Rose.
Appreciate the continued support. 10 years and running. There's no J&J without you. And shout out to the dopest staff in the game. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
Got to give the people now. Give people what they want.
Bye, y'all. Appreciate the love. Bye.
All right, y'all.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.